Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Cyrus Chestnut, a pianist and composer who reveals his full range of musical talents in many different ways. Strength, delicacy, humor, and above all, taste and technique. In fact, he has everything and a great personality to top it all off. The Nut Man cometh.
I'm here.
You're here.
I am here.
It's been a while. How are you?
I've been quite fine.
Well, you're somebody I've always felt that you're always learning and picking things up. And even though, you know, you're a full-blown, wonderful professional player, you're still always looking for something and picking up stuff here and there. Is that true?
Yes, that I have to attribute that to Betty Carter. When I was working with her, she would always encourage me to find something new. It was not enough just to get to a place and be satisfied. And when I think about it more or less over my life, I've always tried to, you know, when everyone says go left, I like to find a way, check out what's on the right side, and then kind of make it sound like I'm going to the left side, but I'm really on the right side, so
to
speak.
Pretty crafty. But since that time, you've done so many different things, and I've listened to different records of yours, and you're always putting in something unexpected or something, tunes. In fact, instead of me sitting here talking, why don't you play something? Because we have a wonderful bassist here today. We've got Gary Mazzarapi on bass. And I would just love to hear you play. What can you
come
up with?
Here's one of a classic I like to play from time to time. And I think I would like to do Stomping at the Savoy.
Oh, that's a good old tune. Edgar Sampson wrote that. Why do I remember that? I never remember anything. All of a sudden that came to me.
Well, thank you. You've taught me something already. I've learned something today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Play, Nut Man. Composer, aren't you?
Yes, Dennis.
I have heard via the grapevine.
Yeah, I do. I've been writing since, I guess, around the age of seven, really.
Really?
When I started at the Peabody Preparatory in Baltimore, the courses that I took there were very much filled with lessons in composition, harmony, and theory. Even when I think about it now, I would always sit at the piano after, you know, playing Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, I'd sit and try to make up some things myself. So that's always been something that has followed me for the few years that I've been on this planet. I like writing. It's another way of sharing my thoughts and ideas in a musical way.
I think we're so lucky the way we can express ourselves. You know, if you're feeling sad or you have a big romance or something, it's great to be able to put it all out on the piano.
It's a beautiful instrument. It's such a fantastic instrument to just put the sound out. Let, you know, explore all of the various palettes of sound, you know.
Well, what are you going to put out this time? This is a tune of yours, and It's got a lovely title, Elegant Flower. I really like that title.
Well, this composition is for my daughter. Her name is Jasmine, and I always like to let people know about the spelling of her name. It's J-A-Z-Z-M-I-N.
I might have known.
And so, you know, going, she was born January 9, 1998, and this composition was composed for Jasmine and my dear wife and Jasmine's mom, Ellen.
Great. I'm dying to hear it. I love that piece. She must be a beautiful little girl.
Yeah, the ladies are very special to me, and, you know, she's a very special person.
Well, did she know Daddy wrote a tune for her?
You know, actually, she goes around when she hears the song, when she hears me play the song, she says, "That's my song." She tells everybody, "That's my song."
That's so cute.
At five. It's such a, it's so amazing, you know.
You know, you've got something else lined up here, which must be altogether different. Now, tell me about this song, Total Praise.
Well, this particular song, it's a Richard Smallwood composition. And I've heard it many times before. I've often played it accompanying a choir in church. Now, one evening, WBGO was doing this radiothon.
Yeah.
And as I was sitting there waiting, waiting to play, James Williams came up, and he sat at the piano and he played this song, and he played it in such a way, and I said, "Oh my goodness!" I think I told him, I says, "James, I hope you know I'm going to apologize to you, but I'm going to take this song and I'm going to play it. And so I said, I'm going to steal this song from you." And he looked at me, he says, "Oh, you watch yourself, Chestnut." But the way how he played it, and the melody, was just, it hit me in such a way that I had to play it.
Has it got a lyric? Is it a religious song?
Yes, it is. And I must confess, the lyric of it is beautiful, but if I couldn't really tell it to you right now, I would have to read it off of a piece of paper.
Tell it to me on the piano.
Okay.
How's
okay,
that?
I could do that.
Okay.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to the NPR station in your area. Listings are on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Or you can also select the program and listen online. Piano Jazz is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR stations, and NPR. Support for this program's original production was provided by Baldwin Piano Company and Borders Books and Music.